Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
It is NXT TakeOver Deliver, because yesterday was Stand. I am your host, Trebuchet, and it is Thursday night of WrestleMania week, and I am here at the one and only Ryan Lathrop's house. What's up, Daniel Ryan? How you doing?
Not much, or not bad. Just I'm ready for some NXT, and
yeah.
I think this pay-per-view will deliver.
Uh-huh. It better deliver, because yesterday standed. It stooded, if you will. Also in the house, completing this triangle match, if you will, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
I had some of those truffalo wings from B-Dubs. Those are super good.
All right, yeah.
I'm quite satisfied.
All right, I'm going to knock some of those out before the end of this pay-per-view. We're a little bit on the ganj here, Showtime. How are you feeling? You feel okay about this?
I'm feeling all right.
Did yesterday stand for you?
Yesterday was fun. You're currently leading in the points
right now with a solid 6.1. And then, Ryan, are you right behind him, or...?
I'm technically tied.
Oh, you literally tied it up with that match. Mm-hmm. All right, because we just watched the, what match was that? Breeze Dango take on Killian Dane and Drake Maverick in the pre-show match. Killian Dane and Drake Maverick going over. Anything notable about that match there, fellas?
It happened.
It happened.
It's for the number one contendership for the tag titles.
Okay, so that was a point one. And, so they're going to get a shot at MJF? No. What is it, acronym?
MSK.
MSK. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah, they won the belt slam.
Yeah. Good match?
That
was a good match. I like the tag match. What was your favorite match last night, Showtime?
It was either Dunner Kushida or it was Walter Ciampa.
Walter Ciampa. See, I didn't care for the Walter Ciampa. That did not live up to what I
wanted.
You
just don't like psychology.
You don't like entertainment. We'll get into that later. What was your favorite match last night, Ryan?
Ooh, they're barely separated.
Uh-huh.
But I would have to go with EO. No, I'd probably go Walter Ciampa and then EO. But Dunn's just barely in. That Dunn match is barely in third. Like, all three of those were really close.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
The EO match was dope. I liked EO jumping off of the skull.
Yeah, jumping off the skull is something that's going to be remembered.
She got a bunch of head there, if you will. Ho! Boom, boom, boom. All right, keeping it low class like you will. And Raquel Rodriguez won the championship. Are you
Raquel with Raquel Gonzalez?
Raquel Gonzalez. What did I say, Rodriguez? Yeah. She got there anyway.
She got to the promised land. She did get there.
Yeah. And by my surprise, nobody in this entire podcast had the gauntlet match picked out. We had L.A. Knight, and we also had Dexter Lumis, and neither one of those guys got there.
Bronson Reed.
Bronson Reed got there.
The thick boy.
Yeah, who's taking on... Well, he's the colossal guy. He's taking on Johnny Wrestling. And who do you got in that one, Showtime?
Shit, I'm looking at Poppy cute as shit right now. Mm-hmm. Who do I have in that one? I'm going to go with Johnny Gargano.
You going Johnny Wrestling?
Yeah.
Because he is the way, the truth, and the light, if you will.
Yeah.
How about you, Ryan? Who do you got?
I think they're going to go on Bronson Reed. This seems like a takeover of resetting things.
Uh-huh.
Within one or 2 months, they're going to have live crowds again.
Dude, no, they're going to have live crowds at WrestleMania Saturday and Sunday. Like, they're having live crowds.
Like, I think they want
to... Friend of the show, Forrest, is gonna going to be there day one. Awesome. And color me jealous, because I love wrestling live. We live for that stuff. If you talk about one of the best moments in my life the last couple of years, it was all of us going to the Chicago show in AEW.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was super fucking dope. We hope to go again.
Oh, yeah.
Trebuchet is... got the first dose of the vaccine, so we're
one down too.
You're one down as well. Showtime's one down as well. So before you know, we're all going to be back going to wrestling events, doing the same old thing that we always did, and also stand-up comedy, improv comedy, all that other stuff.
Also, they love Poppy enough that they're letting her in the ring.
They usually never let
performers in the ring that clap.
No, I know. Fred Durst never gotten that right.
I love her enough to let her in the ring.
I believe every word of that.
Well, this is like her third performance with them.
Yeah,
so
she's done a lot of stuff.
The girl playing guitar yesterday also has had a couple of appearances in NXT.
No, they, I like that NXT still kind of puts a focus on the music.
I think the music is kind of a lost art on the main card. Because
they don't,
I still rock out to that Four Horsemen theme and, like, the NWO theme from WCW.
Well, and, like, seeing, like, metal and, like, on hardcore and, like, NXT, like, really goes for things. Like,
well, it's like this. I bought WWF Volume 3, 4, 5, and then I downloaded 6 and whatever after that because I had iTunes at that point. But I really enjoyed that stuff because, you know, they were actual songs and they kind of portrayed the wrestlers' personalities and everything. Like, and then you'd get the bonus pie song with The Rock. You know what I mean? It was a very fun time.
I think that the music aspect of NXT kind of gives it that more underground sort of... It definitely makes it feel different.
I think that's what made ECW kind of great is because they bootlegged a bunch of 90s grunge and metal and it got... Oh, like, the Sandman wouldn't be the Sandman without Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Like, NXT, you wouldn't be surprised if, like, Against Me or, like, a punk band, like, gave a song to a wrestler. Like,
I'm expecting the Insane Clown Posse sometime soon. That's what I... Whoop, whoop. So, alright, starting up now is Cruiserweight Champion versus Cruiserweight Champion. I'm talking Jordan Devlin taking on Santos Escobar. Who do you got, Showtime?
What are people picking? I'm torn.
It's pretty split.
Pretty split.
It's pretty split.
Santos has had a great run, but I can see it going Devlin. I'm gonna give it to Santos Escobar. I'm gonna say Santos.
I too am going to Escobar, but it's very close. It's very close. Ryan, who do you got?
I think Jordan Devlin calls himself the Ace. He's been in NXT UK for a long time. I think this is their chance. Gets the Cruiserweight, and then they start incorporating him on their regular roster.
Yeah, I love it. They got both Cruiserweight titles. This is a ladder match, am I right?
Yep.
Yes.
And they're going to tear it down. Looking forward to that a lot. Here's late breaking news. For the first time in history, I have something good to say about Peacock. I really enjoyed watching NXT stand without commercials.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I watched it on Peacock and not on the USA Network.
Same.
And I was like, oh, this is great. I don't have to watch the side-by-side.
That'd be way better.
I hate the side-by-side. I really do. Just show me a commercial or show me wrestling. Don't show me both. you're teasing me and nothing's going to happen in that wrestling when the side-by-side's going on. Yeah. So, all right, we got that. Moving on, let's talk about some women's wrestling. Let's talk about Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart taking on The Way, Candice LeRae, and Indy Hartwell. Who do you got, Ryan? We'll start with you.
I think if you need to protect the championship, and it's already changed once, and it's only been around for, what, a month? Month and a half?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the Tank Girls, as Alex said.
You did call them that, didn't you? The Tank Girls.
That's pretty great. and so, yeah, I think it's Ember and Shotzi. I think it'll be a fun match. And, Indy and Candice are really good at, like, doing some comic-type stuff.
I love The Way. I really do.
I think The Way is something that should be on the main roster already. Like, Johnny doesn't have anything to prove.
I don't know if there's room for them up there. There's so much going on the main roster as it is. I think The Way is perfect being around the North American title.
The main roster is so cluttered at this point.
I don't think
of an NXT call-up as a call-up.
It's Rhea Ripley's gonna get lost in the scuffle here, man.
Yeah, that's
eventually
true.
Becky's gonna come back, like.
But also the main roster is cluttered. But what? How much stands out? Like how much are you like?
Roman stands out.
There's like three or four things.
It's sprinkles
that are like awesome.
But like a lot of it's like, oh, the Miz is facing Bad Bunny. Yeah, I don't want to fucking see that. I don't like.
Yeah.
Then you got Sami Zayn with that YouTube guy I've never heard of. Like, I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, exactly. But then
you go to NXT, there's guys like Timothy Thatcher, and fucking you get Walter every once in a while.
NXT itself is kind of overloaded. There's some great talent that don't get much time.
They are finally starting to claim, like I was claiming for a while, that NXT is the best women's division on the planet. And it's hard to argue with that. Like,
yeah.
When I was saying it, they had Rhea Ripley still. Like, they had Shayna Baszler still and all those women. But it's still pretty good.
Or at the very least, they know how to book the main event the best.
I I'd say it's the most competitive. Yeah, Dakota Kai can come in there at any time.
Because, like...
It's pretty wide open.
Because Sasha, Bayley, Charlotte, Becky, Asuka, those are talent-wise,
those are
it's impossible to beat the main event scene there. But they're not always booked the best.
But here's the thing. You got women like Bianca Belair starting to climb her way up Rhea Ripley's taking on Asuka at Mania.
There's
like
an infinite amount of talent on the main roster.
The women's division is getting better. And like I said, with Becky coming back, somebody's going to get lost in the fold. I don't know who. Liv Morgan, unfortunately. I know who.
Whatchamacallit, the Nick Castellanos, or whatever his name is, the president of WWE, one of their big guy who just scored them the big $1 billion Peacock contract. He let out on Colin Coward's show that like Ronda Rousey's definitely gonna be back in a few months.
Yeah, I heard that those rumors too, and that'll be fun too. Showtime, who do you have in this match? Do you have Ember and Shotzi, or do you have The Way?
I am torn on this. I think it's gonna be Shotzi and
Well, that makes it a clean sweep for the podcast. Everybody had Ember and Shotzi here. Subject to change, obviously. All right, and now let's talk about our NXT Championship match. This is a two-pointer, guys. We're talking about Finn Balor versus Cross here.
I'm taking Karrion Kross.
You're taking Kross here. You were saying that I'm taking Balor here.
See,
tiebreaker, Ryan. Who do you got?
I feel like I might be making a mistake, because WWE booking says you pick the monster who's not had any flaws and has been dominating. But all the future matchups, Finn makes more sense as the champion for him. Like, Adam Cole's going to get a title match soon. He's been too hot not to. Kyle O'Reilly's been really high. He's going to get a title match soon. That makes more sense to do the Balor O'Reilly 3 and like,
with that logic, yeah, Balor retains, right?
Yeah, and then you also have like, who else would be good? Pete Dunne, who just won that awesome
match.
He beat Kushida.
Yeah, he did that.
That could make him a number one contender, and then him versus Balor, that I'd much rather see that than Dunne versus Cross.
Cross is not over with me. Is Cross over with you, Showtime?
More over with me than he is with you.
Yeah, how about you, Ryan? Is Cross over with you?
I think the act is great. It's just, I think it's a main roster act. Like,
when he was coming up, I was like, all right, let's see what the hype is about. Then he got hurt, and this latest run,
he has good matches.
It seems similar to that Roman stuff where they were shoving him down my throat.
Yeah,
for
but
a
he
while
doesn't
there.
Have.
Like, I don't want it like this.
He doesn't do NXT level matches. He does
no.
Great main roster matches. Like, I feel like he would be a main eventer in a few months.
I don't know
if he's
about
online.
That. There's enough fucking...
Possibly.
There's enough fucking, like, dark world vampire
if
weird
can,
shit with,
stay,
the, with, like, the Fiend and stuff.
That's
there's
fair.
No, there's not a spot.
If he can stay healthy, I think he'll be on the main roster sooner than later. Vince is going to love Scarlett.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to bring that into it till right now because, oh, baby... She gives him a little chutzpah, if you will. You know what I mean? It makes me want to check it out a little more.
Yeah, Scarlett is...
usually cosplaying as Catwoman, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and I like that it's not just, oh, she's a super hot lady hanging out with this tough dude. She's creepy. Like, she does weird shit. She's leaving tarot cards around. She's
kind of his mouthpiece.
Yeah,
she reminds me of Woman a lot, like with the way that she's going about her business.
I mean,
it hasn't been seen for a while. I'm here for that.
I like that they let her do some weird stuff. Like,
but him, he's not over with me. Killer Croc is not over with me. Let me tell you,
Killer Croc. Yeah, I think there's potential.
I think there's a real chance he ends up Mark Maron himself.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to be more over than he is.
He's
going to
be nothing, and she's going to get a fucking 10-year run with the company.
I don't know. Is it?
I look forward to that episode of Playboy. I really do. I have the original.
Can a lady get over without... Oh, no, I guess without being a good wrestler, but what's your face?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
Sonny never wrestled a day in her life.
And Andre, well, I'm just like saying modern please.
Oh, I was going to say Miss Elizabeth never wrestled a day in her life.
Zelina Vega, I guess, was super over, and she never...
Zelina wrestled.
She rarely wrestled.
Lana can't wrestle for shit. And she's...
Well, she's over to the company. I don't know if she's over to the people.
If I account for the people, she's over with me. I probably don't, though, because I call them all humanoids.
I'm interested to see how the fans will react to her and a lot of other people. It's been a year without fans.
I guarantee you, if you put her through a table every week, the fans will be over with that.
I think fans will cheer. They'll be like, yay.
They want to boo her. She's got that hateability, which makes her a good heel, you know?
Well, and her storyline's been, like, lame.
I've liked her latest stuff. I really have.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I can't stand her.
No,
like her and Naomi makes they go together like peanut butter and vinegar. Like it's just
no
like,
way,
what?
No way, dude. They're both cheerleaders. They got choreography. It makes sense. You don't have to like it, but it makes sense.
It just seems boring. Like I don't get what I'm supposed to get from that.
It's the main roster. It's most of it is derived of nothingness.
I'll say this about it. Lana and Naomi seem Diva Division. Like back when it was the Divas Division, they would fit in perfectly.
Which is weird, because Naomi can wrestle. Like, if she has a good opponent.
I kind of disagree with that. I don't really... She's a lot more sizzle than steak. That's just
depends.
My... I mean, I like the Feel the Glow stuff. I like the neon shoes match and everything. Yeah. And but... When it comes down to in between the ropes, it's just all like, it seems like everything's telegraphed, where it doesn't seem like she's actually in there wrestling. I don't believe her in between the ropes.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Makes sense.
So, let's talk about Chad's favorite match on this card, and then we'll go into watching this ladder match here, fellas. We're going to talk about Adam Cole, baby! versus Buddy Guy.
His name's Kyle O'Reilly.
Kyle O'Reilly. Oh, that's right. I knew it was something like that. Showtime, why are you so excited about this match?
It's going to be good.
Because it's going to be good?
This whole storyline that ruined me.
Well, Kyle O'Reilly is your
Kyle O'Reilly.
Your guy.
Kyle O'Reilly is over as fuck with me.
Uh-huh.
He's going to win tonight.
You've often said if you were to wrestle, you'd wrestle like Kyle
O'Reilly.
I would want
to wrestle like Kyle O'Reilly, yeah.
But you're bigger than him.
He's about my size.
I don't buy it.
I think he's probably my height. I'm 5'10".
Oh, okay.
Like, technical-wise, it's hard to get better than Kyle O'Reilly.
Submission specialist.
Yeah.
Crimson Tide.
Precision strikes.
Okay. We'll see what happens here tonight. Who do you got?
I got Kyle.
You got Kyle? Kyle, old guy. Ryan, who do you got?
I think storyline leads me to think O'Reilly... But I think it's more interesting if Cole slips it out barely and they face together in a few months with a hot, like, SummerSlam New York crowd or something.
Yeah.
And people are just like, let's go Cole, let's go O'Reilly.
It'd be a takeover. It would be NXT. It wouldn't be SummerSlam. It'd be that week or
weekend.
Well,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that weekend. The whatever the NXT
takeover thing would be. It'd be at the same event. Yeah, I hear you.
And
there.
Then having that crowd, have Cole being the cool heel, or that people are like, I love Adam Cole, and other people being like, fuck you, Adam Cole. Like, it'd be a hot crowd. People would get behind O'Reilly. I think it'd be really fun. Mm-hmm. So I think there's more storyline space if Cole wins.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of those fuck you Cole people, because I think he's like the worst ever. And based on that, I'm going to pick Adam Cole, because I think he's going to go over. And like you said, I think he's the chicken shit heel. He's going to go over here. And you really convinced me that he's going to want to get involved with that title picture once again after he's done flushing Kyle O'Reilly down the toilet here. And he may never be seen again. Sorry, Showtime. But I'm going with Adam Cole, baby! Hey. So that leads us to final thoughts. Final thoughts, Showtime? I like your NXT shirt, by the way.
Thank you. My final thoughts are, it is night 2 of NXT Stand and Deliver.
Woo!
The night known as Deliver.
Yeah, this is Deliver. Yesterday was Stand.
And I'm super looking forward to... O'Reilly, Cole, and I'm looking forward to Mania, and I also need to know better.
Fair enough. I look forward to hearing from you on the next couple episodes here, bud.
We'll talk tomorrow.
This is officially almost halftime. Final thought, Daniel Ryan.
O'Reilly versus Cole's going to be super dope. I'm more excited for that than even the Balor match. But I'm curious if NXT does anything storyline-wise. They haven't done a big, like... Kind of like how Undisputed Era invaded at the end of one of the Brooklyns or something. Mm-hmm. Like this, the WrestleMania weekend,
you're resetting
the company.
You think they're going to hit us with the NXT 2021 and then somebody comes out or something?
Yeah, I wonder if they'll do something shenanigany because...
That being said, who do you think is the dog person? Are you familiar with the dog that's been invaded?
They've already leaked that. It's, they announced that yesterday or something.
Their name came up. Do you know who it is, though?
Like, no, I don't know the rest of
them. Okay. Me neither, so. Yeah, there's a dog invading NXT because it's rough out there.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm curious. Tonight's going to be great. I'm just excited.
I personally was more excited for yesterday. This is Trebuchet. This is my final thoughts. I look forward to watching wrestling. I guess I'm looking forward to Balor Cross the most, but I like Johnny Wrestling versus Bronson Reed. I'm probably going to enjoy a lot.
Yeah,
this ladder match is just starting to pick up here. WrestleMania weekend is going to be great. Night one, toga party. Night two, barbecue. And hopefully I will have our mid-card Intercontinental European Undisputed Podcast of the World mid-card championship. Because right now, if you guys didn't know, I have a whole 2 points. So I'm going to have the comeback story of the decade with all my picks, even though a lot of these picks are the same as your guys's.
Yeah,
so I don't know how I'm going to get there, but we're going to try to get there. And we're going to deliver here tonight. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.